This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Dr. Jesse Morse. He is with TheInjuryExperts.com. Happy to get his thoughts on some of the injuries right now that are plaguing the Kansas City Chiefs. Dr. Morse, we appreciate you hopping on today, man. Thanks a bunch.
My pleasure. How are you?
Doing great. Let's start with this. Can you explain the injury that DeAndre Hopkins has? Because when you hear knee tear, you usually would kind of associate that with missing time. But he has played every game so far this season. Can you explain to us what injury he's dealing with?
So he suffered an MCL sprain or partial tear in early preseason. Hopkins is one of the rare kind of guys that just hates missing time. I've tracked his injuries throughout his career, and he's just one of those guys that he will play through whatever injury you ask him to if he physically can, and he'll have the surgery after the season. He's done that multiple years. Tons of games without missing, tons of seasons without missing really any games, despite probably justifiably missing time. He had a wrap on it, what they call KT tape on his left knee back in basically August 1st. And then later that afternoon ended up basically fully tearing it. So that tells me he already had an injury to it and he was trying to play through it. And unfortunately, that usually involves a little bit of a meniscal tear as well. The MCL is the ligament that runs north to south on the inside of the knee, most commonly injured because, you know, usually we get tackled on the outside and that's what it takes the most stress. This usually takes about 4 to 6 weeks. He returned it about 4-ish weeks and just probably played through it. The underlying data for the past 6-7 weeks has been pretty good. It's just been poor QB play.
Right now we're talking to Dr. Jesse Morse. He's with TheInjuryExperts.com. Just happy to get his thoughts on what's happening with DeAndre Hopkins. What does all this mean? Because he passed his physical. He's obviously been playing, so he is certainly healthy enough. What does this mean, you think, as he continues to play with it? Injuries like this, I'm just guessing, that they don't get better as you continue to play tackle football. There's always a risk associated with it. This team is expecting to play into late December, into January, into February. Is this something that we're going to have to track with his knee moving forward?
He shouldn't. He's had plenty of time for it to kind of heal in. There's obviously always a risk of re-injury, but it's on the relatively low side. If they said this was week 2 or 3 or 4, I'd say, you know, he's still at increased risk. But at this point, you know, week 8, he's out of that window, in my opinion. And now he's fine. He's just got to learn the route tree. He's got to show Mahomes where he likes to have the ball. And I can't remember the last time Mahomes has had a proper X receiver that's a chain mover, that's a big dominant receiver. It's going to be nice to see because they've had a rough season. They've lost Rice and Pacheco and Hollywood, and it's unfortunate just on offense.
So Andy Reid a couple of days ago said that Hollywood is ahead of schedule. What does that mean? And very similar question to D-Hop. What kind of injury is he dealing with?
Yeah, so he had a pretty rare injury. If you remember the injury, if you're a Chiefs fan, you remember the injury that Tyreek Hill had about 3-4 years ago, maybe 4-5 at this point, when he landed and he had a dislocated, basically where the collarbone meets the sternum. So kind of in your chest more so than in your shoulder. What happens is the bone popped forward and it tore the ligaments so much so that it wouldn't stay back in. So they end up having to surgically repair it for Hollywood. Whereas Tyreek didn't need that because his was able to heal on its own. And he came back in about 3-4 weeks and he did fine the rest of the season. The problem with Hollywood is it was so close to the heart and the blood vessels for the heart, and it just wouldn't stay in. He couldn't perform appropriately. They gave it enough time for it to settle in, and it just wasn't settling in, so they made the decision to have surgery. The fact he's ahead of schedule is good. And you know, realistically, could he come back later in the season? I think it's technically possible. I wouldn't be surprised if they did that just to get him a little bit of snaps and less important games per se, and then just kind of get him reacclimated. The good thing is the rest of the body is fine. You know, he's just got to be able to catch and to be able to take a hit again. So, and I think that's very realistic. He had it so early in the season that, you know, he could come back and look like he never left, per se.
What's the best case scenario with Hollywood's injury? And I'm guessing that the worst case scenario is that he just doesn't play this season.
Yeah, I you know, knowing, you know, what our expectations for Chiefs in general are, you know, to make it deep into the playoffs, at least regardless of how good or bad Mahomes is playing right now, I think that's, the defense is so good that that's probably a realistic expectation. So he has plenty of time to come back. There's no reason for him not to come back, in my opinion. This isn't a crazy enough or bad enough injury with the time he's already had elapsed that he should not be back. So I think December, January at the latest for Hollywood.
I am curious, for an injury like this, and certainly with, you know, you got to get used to conditioning and all those other things. You mentioned the body being good. Is there sort of a ramp up period? Is there sort of a target date that you think Hollywood needs to come back? I've just kind of set that Christmas Day game. It gives you, you know, 2-3 weeks of regular season leading into the postseason. Just, it's very difficult to not play football for almost a year, basically, from the last time he played a real game. And now you get dumped into the second round of the playoffs. Really difficult to expect that player to be at his best. Is there a target date that you're kind of looking at with him?
I think that's realistic. I think week 16, week 17, somewhere, you know, without looking at the dates, I think that's realistic in my opinion. Whether or not they do play wild card or first round or bye, you know, you don't really want to put him out there, you know, the second round of the playoffs and important snaps in his first game back. He's just going to have some rust. So if you have the luxury to bring him back week 15, 16, you know, 17, somewhere around there where you can get him a little bit of snaps without having to be like, oh, every play you make is important, per se.
Right now, we're talking to Dr. Jesse Morse here. He's with theinjuryexperts.com, just getting his thoughts on some of the Chiefs' injuries that they're dealing with. Now, Dr. Morse, I need you to correct me if I'm wrong here, but Sky Moore has been a full participant for every practice that the Chiefs have had. He practiced yesterday. Now, today, they announced that he's having surgery. This just feels kind of suspicious, especially because the Chiefs made a move at his position.
Yeah, I think this is them saying, hey, we need to make this work, and you're the fall guy. If he does indeed have, I mean, you can practice with a core injury. These are very frustrating injuries. Traditionally, these are tears of the fascia where the groin meets the abdomen, and very, very painful with twisting, which is obviously everything these guys do for that position. And as a result, they really struggle. Many guys have had this injury and surgery, and they do well, but they're back. It takes about closer to 6 weeks than it does to 4 weeks. And maybe this is just how they coordinated it to say, hey, you know, maybe you can go back and help us in playoffs. So this is kind of when we're doing it. You know, I don't know how they justified it per se, but it's interesting to see that he went from full, you know, quote unquote normal to, hey, we're on IR.
That is Dr. Jesse Morse joining us on the show today. Be sure to give him a follow on Twitter. He is also with theinjuryexperts.com. Thanks, doctor. We appreciate the insight and information. We appreciate you.
My pleasure. Have a nice day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.